Hello. Welcome to Utah Libraries Have You Covered. I'm Jerry Openshaw, along with Jason Powers, running the controls. Hi, Jason. And we are very fortunate today to have Adam Rushforth with us. He is our neighbor at the Division of Services for the Blind and Visually Impaired. Hi, Adam.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks for coming on over. Tell me your title.
I am the coordinator of the Training and Adjustment Services here with the Division of Services for the Blind and Visually Impaired.
Perfect. Okay, we're going to talk to you in a bit about what you offer as far as services. But in the meantime, we're going to do a real quick. October 10th is coming up, and there is an event planned. Tell me about this event, where it is, who's invited to come, and what the qualifications are.
Absolutely. So we are calling this event the Blindtoberfest, and it is our version of an open house. The address of the location is 250 North, 1950 West in Salt Lake City, and it is open to the general public. We'd love for anyone that is interested in learning about the services that are available and resources open for people who are blind or with low vision. It is, again, as you mentioned, on October 10th, and it goes from 9 a.m. until 2 p.m.
And what will we see there?
We will have booths as well as different demonstrations from our different classes. So we have classes in wood shop, cane travel, home management, Braille, a variety of classes, fiber arts. And each of the classrooms will have demonstrations going on, so you could come in at any time and come and pop into all or just a few of those classes and see what is offered. And there will also be, as I mentioned, booths. And in there, there'll be like low vision services, the deaf-blind services. You will have a table as well for library services.
Yes, we will.
And we have some other community partners that will be there. Just some resources there available for the blind and those with low vision.
Is this the first of its kind?
No, we basically do this every year. It's been pretty much an annual event, but this year we're kind of changing the format just slightly and rebranding it as the Blindtoberfest. But similar events have been taking place previously.
What if someone does have a visual impairment? Are there ways you can prescribe that they get here, transportation?
Well, there's a lot of transportation available through, you know, paratransit for those that have that service, the regular city bus, friends and family. Unfortunately, we do not provide transportation at this time.
What about somebody who doesn't have a vision impairment at all, but may have family members and they want to just come and see what you guys have to offer? I'm assuming they're welcome, the general public, even though they don't have the vision problem so much.
Absolutely. We anticipate, and we've had in the past, many people who are teachers of the visually impaired, family members, could be a spouse, child, cousin. Maybe they're just interested because they want to go into the field of blindness as far as a teacher, educator, or some other aspect of it. And so anyone interested is welcome.
Takeaways, brochures, swag, free food.
Well, I mean, as you mentioned, there will be some swags. Different people will be bringing different things that can, you know, be taken home with. I don't know all the swag that's going to be there, so I don't want to say it specifically, but there will be some lunch provided, pizza, salad, root beer.
Cool. So the Utah State Library, we always have really great swag, so we will have great stuff, I promise. Great stuff. Tell me some of the other vendors who'll be there.
Well, we have community partners, so we have the Utah Council of the Blind, the National Federation of the Blind. There'll be tables for some of our own divisions, like the low vision, the deaf blind services, and invitations are being made and have been made to other organizations such as the Moran Eye Center and Utah Services or Utah Schools for the Deaf and Blind.
Oh, that's great. Sounds like a wide variety of good information on this subject. What kind of response have you had in years past?
Well, I always feel like we always get a great turnout. We have many people that come and are interested and receive services afterwards. So when we have people come and learn something that they didn't know and then are able to see success in receiving some of those services in the future, I find that to be successful.
Okay, so one more time, where and when?
So the address is 250 North, so 250 North, 1950 West, and that's in Salt Lake City, Utah. And that is October 10th from 9 a.m. until 2 p.m.
Reservations required or come on in?
Reservations are recommended but not required. So even if you don't have one, come on in, but recommended.
Great. I know that we are running a small public service announcement on KSL Radio, so keep your ears open and listen for it on KSL Radio, which will give you a nice reminder. So, Adam, thank you very much. October 10th, come and join us.
Thank you for having me.
Have some free pizza and root beer. That's great. Thanks.